Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 126 on February 21st, 2016. So here's another interview for you, and this one is a really interesting one. This is with Stephanie Berman, who is the inventor of the Seamanet and the Pop Dildo, which are ejaculating dildos. Please have patience with the recording. It's quite listenable. However, my microphone wasn't picking up sound, and instead my desk microphone was, so it compromised the quality just a tad. I do apologize for that. I am still learning about recording things and microphones and the vagaries therein. But it is a fantastic interview. We had such a good time, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
So I'm going to start off here by reading you a comment that was left on my blog way back in June of 2015. And this person who identified themselves as Doc wrote this: "Hi Ruby, love your site, clearly the best. We enjoy pegging here in New Mexico. Wondering if you could please do a review of various ejaculating dildos. Thanks." So I have exactly the person for you, Doc. Way back in June of 2015, I researched, and I honestly couldn't find any good ejaculating dildo around that I had any real good knowledge of. But I realized that back in 2015 in January, I did meet who I have as a surprise for you guys on the show today. So I'd like to welcome to the podcast Stephanie Berman of Berman Innovations. She is the inventor of the Seamanet and the Pop Dildo. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, back in January of 2015, I did meet Stephanie at the Sexual Health Expo, and I was just immediately captured not only by her innovation, but her passion as well for this product that she's made. And, you know, in the days leading up to the expo, I'd actually been asked by about three different of my listeners or readers about the existence of a high-quality ejaculating dildo. And this is exactly what she's been working on and she has developed, because until Stephanie, one didn't really exist. So I'm thrilled to have a chance to talk with you. And I also look forward to discussing the ways that your Pop Dildo can fill a need in the world of pegging, right?
Yes, indeed. It does fill a need, that's for sure.
And there are puns in your world, just like there's puns in mine. So we'll just go
with
that. Absolutely.
This is the world we live in.
Indeed. So my first question for you would be, how did you first conceive of the idea of the original Seamanet?
So it's funny you use the word conceive in the question, because this whole idea and this whole project started in my bedroom. Go figure. Yes, my wife and I had we were married and started thinking about having a family, and I do have a background in women's reproductive health. I've been working with another company, which is a family business of mine, separate from my sex toy endeavor, and that specializes in women's reproductive health. So I'm fairly well versed in, you know, helping couples get pregnant and going through that process. And so when my wife and I were about to start our own journey, I figured, you know, no problem. I kind of brushed it off my shoulders, and I'm like, yeah, I got this, no worries. And then quickly realized that the options for us to try to conceive at home, which was what we wanted to do, were very limited. So there's obviously options for people to go to doctor's offices, and if you're a heterosexual couple, you can have sex with a partner, a male partner. So that, you know, but that wasn't the case for us. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have and didn't want to make the financial investment in going to a doctor's office, because it is extremely expensive. This can be anywhere up to $1,500 per try. That's just for artificial insemination only.
Wow. And that is like, is that kind of like just this cold procedure? I mean, would they have allowed, if you had chosen that, would they have allowed you to be in there with her?
They do. So it's a very, you know, medicinal setting. You're in a doctor's office. My wife, who was the carrying partner for our first child, you know, she would have been the one on the table, and the doctor would have come in with the sample and did the whole insemination thing. And I basically, as the non-carrying partner, would have stood by her side, probably held her hand and whispered sweet nothings into her ear, which, you know, it just, you know, for me, it just didn't allow, and for both of us, it didn't give us that intimate, romantic, private feeling and setting we both wanted. And so we basically took that off of the table, said, we're going to try this at home. We actually had a known donor. He's a friend of ours.
And he,
so he agreed to be our sperm donor, which is amazing. He's an incredible guy.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. And he's just, you know, he was, I always boast about him, but he's just such a good guy. He really is. I mean, he was willing to do everything on our terms, and he signed all the legal documents, and just the salt of the earth, really. I can't say enough good things about him. And the fact that he was willing to jerk off in a cup, you know, more than once a month for us, you know, so to give us the opportunity to try to make a baby was, you know, it's a very selfless thing. Although guys, you know, guys masturbate all the time, but the fact of being willing to give half of your DNA to someone else is, it's a pretty big deal.
To help them start a family, sure. And
exactly.
So because of your background in the reproductive health and all of that,
yep.
You were familiar with and you knew how to like handle that sperm and all of that?
I did. I mean, you know, there's obviously the internet is a great resource, and there's a few fun facts for the listeners. Fresh sperm is actually stable for up to 12 hours when kept at room temperature. So we could basically, we could go to his house and pick up the sample, and then, you know, he lived the state over, so it was about an hour away. So we could just, you know, we'd keep our little cup. It was kind of like sperm drug deals almost. We would go pick up this little brown baggie of sperm and then bring it back over to the house.
Oh my gosh.
Hilarious the way that we would go about these things. But that's what we had to do. And, you know, so that's what we chose. And when we started the journey with him, we were using turkey basters, legitimate turkey basters that you find in your kitchen.
Wow.
And we were using needleless syringes. And so, again, you know, while it was us doing this at home in the privacy of our own home, it still was this, there's nothing sexy about a turkey baster, as you can imagine.
So at that point in time is when you came up with the idea of your finished product, basically?
Exactly. That's when I thought, you know, and initially my first thought was, let me go to the internet. Let me see if something like this exists, because I had guaranteed myself that something like this had to exist. And, you know, as you were mentioning, there are other squirting dildos on the market. However, the ones that exist are either made with really, really crappy materials, or they're, you know, modeled off of, you know, they're like monster dong penises, which is not what my wife is really up for when we're trying to make a baby. And the other sort of downfall with anything else that exists is that there's no ability of where the liquid is going to go. So for me, and that's where I sort of leaned on my background in this sort of reproductive world, basically what I was looking for was something that allowed me to be very clean and sanitary. Since we were going to be using sperm, I wanted, and most of the ones that exist, they have one piece of tubing that's basically glued into the middle of the dildo.
I see.
So then I was like, okay, so it seems like there's a gap here. And so I started, again, just doing some research and kind of just pounding the pavement a little bit. And that's when this whole idea was born. And I started, I found a manufacturer, started doing some engineering, some prototypes, and the whole process from the idea to actually having a working prototype was probably about, I would say, 6 months to a year,
and then giving
an estimate. Yeah, and then, I mean, we definitely went through a couple rounds of prototyping. I tried to actually make my own prototype in my house with the Clona Willy kit that they have. I mean, I was trying to do this, you know, and just see, like, could this idea actually really work? And
Then
that obviously failed miserably doing this in my house. But then when
Who's Willie? Did you clone?
So I actually, when my wife and I, we had two roommates at the time. And so one of our roommates, she offered to bring one of her gentleman friend over. She kind of served as the fluffer for us. And we basically, I mean, you can imagine, this is the kind of stuff. I mean, I'm really living the entrepreneurial dream here. It's like having your fluffer in your bathroom, and then the guy, you know, he's like putting the mold on, and then they're running it out. You know, my friend's running the mold out to me as it's starting to set, the silicone starting to set. I mean, it was hilarious. The whole thing was, So that was the very, very first prototype that was ever created for this. And I actually do still have it. It's hilarious to look at it now and see how the toy has evolved. So
yeah, that's like That's the history of the development of the product. You have to keep the cologne, Willie.
Absolutely. I know it is. It's kind of like I need to put it in gold or something, like put it in a safe place as to see where I started and where I am now.
So one of the things that I read that was fascinating to me, and probably is something that you came across with your research, is that orgasms can assist in successful pregnancies.
That is correct, yes.
So is that part of the reason that you wanted to do it this way as well?
So there's definitely some data that says that having an orgasm increases your chances of conception at home. So essentially the science behind it is that when the woman has an orgasm, the cervical os, it starts to pulsate, and it almost serves as like a suction, almost like a vacuum to the sperm. And so the whole idea behind it is that essentially when you're inseminating, you're putting that sperm right on the tip of the cervix, and then the sperm is settling there. And then when she orgasms and the cervical os pulsates, it sucks that sperm right up where you want it to go.
That's
so
perfect. Yeah.
There's definitely some data behind it. And then, you know, it was kind of like, why not? You know, why not let my wife have an orgasm when, you know, why not? So
sure.
It's an added bonus at the end. And so my wife and I basically used turkey basters and syringes for about 6 months, unsuccessfully. And my wife did have some hormonal issues that we had to take care of. And then once I got that working prototype, we tried it. And on our second try, to my total amazement, my wife woke me up early in the morning, and she put the pregnancy test in front of my eyes,
and I kind of had to
rub my eyes a little bit, and I was like, wait a minute, what? Really? Like, no way. And I was in total disbelief. I'm like, holy, I was like, this worked. Like, it worked.
Wow.
And that was the big aha moment for me. I was like, okay, I have something that actually got her pregnant. And so,
Yeah,
and that's when things really started to take off. I found an investor and then just started running with it.
Wow. So she gave birth when, and what'd you have, and how old is your child?
My wife gave birth to our daughter in March of 2014. So my daughter's going to be turning 2 in just a couple of weeks.
Oh, my.
And yeah. So, and then in other amazing news, we actually, and I know we'll probably talk about this as we carry on in our conversation, but I've recently launched the newest version of the toy called Pop Dildo. And with the new version, my wife, we actually were trying for our second child. And on our very first try with the new toy, my wife got pregnant, and we are now expecting our second child also at the end of March, this coming March. So another baby on the way.
That is just so amazing. You know, when I met you,
yep.
I remember you had a picture of your daughter, and your story
yes.
was just so incredibly engaging and thrilling that it was hard not to just fall in love with the whole story.
Oh,
your
well, thank you.
Your daughter is so beautiful. She is so just... She's adorable. Oh, my God.
Thank you. She's a little joy. And now we're having a boy for our second one. So we've got one of each. Yes. Yeah, we know what we're having. So it's going to be a totally different set of experiences for us. And we're very excited. And so, again, for me to have just to be able to say that I've invented something that helped my wife and I conceive both of our children. I mean, it's for me, there's nothing better than that. And then to be able to have other people, you know, email me and come to me and say, you know, I'm 20 weeks pregnant, you know, thank you to your toy. And
that was what I was wondering, because your story really must have inspired other couples to try it. So what are some of the other stories that you have?
I mean, you know, I actually, people ask me often if I, you know, do I have any data on how many children have been conceived with a toy? Unfortunately, I don't. It's pretty difficult for me to try to keep tabs on everyone that buys the toy.
Of course.
And some people don't want to share their story, but for the ones that do, I would say the ones that I know about, there's probably, I would say 30 or so,
so
success
exciting.
Stories. Yeah, and some are close friends of mine that are in my inner friend circle. Goal that you know, have opted to use the toy and do this at home, and so to be able to see their kids and, you know, just be a part of that whole sort of experience and seeing their dreams come true of having a family, it gives you the warm fuzzies, you know. It's a really
well, and being able to basically impregnate her, you got to be walking proud, you know?
I'm very humble, but I'm very proud. I love what I do. It's honestly so rewarding, just to be able to have created something that's helping people in such a profound way. You know, I mean, people having families, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's such an emotional roller coaster and journey. And it's usually a good day for me.
And sometimes, who knows, the stress of spending all that money, of having the clinical atmosphere, could be the tipping thing that makes it not work when the intimacy and the romance, perhaps, and the coziness of being there in private with your partner, being able to do this, might be the thing. I just can't wait to see data. I really can't. And
yeah.
I know it's going to happen for you someday.
Because definitely.
This is an amazing thing you have.
Thank you. And I think that's the whole thing about it. And I think that translates even into, which I know, we're going to talk about, is into the pleasure aspect of the toy as well. Sex toys are, they're meant to be in the privacy of your own home. You want to have that intimacy, that sexy, fun, feeling, and being able to do that, it's meant to be done in the privacy of your own home. If you want to explore, sure, go for it. But I mean, I think that's giving people that opportunity with something that is typically so medicinal, I think that's something that sort of, sets the toy apart in that aspect.
Completely. Yeah. So at what point did you realize that the Seminet was suited for other uses besides what you invented it for?
When I started bringing this to market, I was heavily focused on, same-sex couples using this for conception. And then I slowly started getting emails from all different kinds of people, So there were men with erectile dysfunction. I had emails from mixed status couples, serodiscordant couples, where one or both is HIV positive. And so that transfer of fluids. And then some people from the fetish and kink world started saying, wow, I've been searching for a high quality ejaculating dildo as long as I can remember.
That's
and
right.
I was going to more, events and trade shows and getting the word out. And there were so many other people coming to me and saying, this is what's been missing in the market, in the sex toy world. I mean, there's thousands of dildos and vibrators and all of this, but the fact that my toy provides, again, like we've talked about, the level of quality that I was so adamant about, that's really what sets it apart. So that's kind of how things have started to evolve in terms of the other markets. It's really people that have reached out to me. The trans community has had a really great positive response to the product. And I actually just, I learned not too long ago, it was a little while ago, that the term ejaculating dildo is one of the most highly searched terms on Google, if you can imagine.
I love it.
Yeah, so go figure. So apparently there is a big demand and there's a lot of people that are looking for a squirting dildo.
I would not be surprised if there is a Reddit group.
Exactly. I just need to, I want to like make a BuzzFeed list. I want to like start, and that's the thing is now that I see all of these other communities that are looking and have been looking for something like this, now I'm really trying to focus on educating about those other uses of the toy beyond the home insemination piece of it. I mean, obviously that's meant a lot to me and it always will, but now it's with the new version of the toy, we've really revamped it to suit the more pleasure side of the toy.
So what changes did you make from the original Seminet to your new model, the Pop Dildo? And by the way, I love that name.
Thank you. Yes, Pop. There's so many, you can't go wrong with the word Pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking to change manufacturers, and I started thinking about other companies that I may want to work with, and I presented this idea to Fun Factory.
Mm.
So most people, if you're familiar with sex toys, you're probably familiar with Fun Factory toys.
Excellent company, yes.
Yes, they're a fantastic company. And so I presented the idea to them and to one of their owners, and he absolutely loved it. It's kind of like you said. I mean, the story is, my personal story is, I like to think it's endearing and it puts that sort of personal touch on things.
Yes.
So people really can, they have this sort of tangible something that, you know, with sex toys, like I said, I mean, it's a, you know, there's 800 million different kinds of dildos and vibrators, but when you can put a tangible story to something, you know, it kind of sets itself apart a little bit. And I think that's what resonated with them. And they're very, Fun Factory is very focused on, you know, being a very high quality manufacturer in
yes.
health and
mm-hmm.
promoting sexual health. And, you know, they have really good policies that they enforce at their, with their manufacturing. And so I fell in love with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, they loved my idea. So we basically decided to collaborate together. And what I did was I took their, so they have a couple different variations of dildos. So their dildo is called the Boss Dildo.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we did is I chose the Boss Dildo as the mold I was going to use, and we incorporated my technology. So actually I'm very happy to share that I just received word that my patent was officially accepted. So
ooh,
I have an official patent on my technology. Thank you. That was a big deal. It was a long time of working on that. So so that's basically what we did. We took their mold of the Boss Dildo, we incorporated my technology into it. And so
mm-hmm.
basically the new toy is it was an upgraded shape, size, and then different color options. So in the original version, I only had flesh tone colors. I had cinnamon, vanilla, and chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Now with the new toy, I have slate gray, which was my sort of take on, everyone says that black dildos are very fetishy. And so I wanted to kind of stray a little bit from that and
uh-huh.
do something a little different. So that's where we came up with the slate gray.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a blackberry, which is a really pretty color. It's a nice, almost like a deep pink. And then two flesh tone colors to sort of stay in that wheelhouse as well. And that was based on a lot of feedback from the original version. A lot of people were like, I don't want a flesh tone color. I want something that, you know, that's pink or purple or something like that. So, you know, we're constantly trying to evolve and listening to what people are, the feedback people are giving us. And this was the next step for that.
Yeah, that's some of the feedback I get as well in the pegging world, is that there are people who absolutely love the flesh tones.
Yep.
And the women love pretending like they have one.
Yep.
And then there are people who just really don't want it to even resemble that. So one of the curiosities I have, since I come from the pegging world, is
yes.
what size is it? What's the length and what's the diameter?
Yes, yes. So it's a pretty, the new version, it's pretty good size. The length is 7 inches.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good length, and that's longer than the original. I believe the original was about, I think it was around 6 inches. And the diameter, the girth is, to be exact, 1.65 inches. So
that's not a beginner toy.
It's definitely, I wouldn't call this a beginner's toy. This would probably be for the bit more experienced, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the ejaculating feature, you kind of can't go wrong.
Absolutely. So if people are using it for play, like in the pegging world and the fetish world and things like that,
yes.
what do you use for the ejaculate then?
So you can, now honestly, this is one of those things where as long as you're being safe with what you're putting in your body, you can get very creative with what you want to put in there. I mean, you know, in terms of for using this in the pegging world, I would probably say, if it were me, I would use a good lubricant. And so we actually do carry one that we bundle with the toy. I've tried a ton of different lubes that look similar to cum,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, some of them are a little bit thicker, and they don't go, you know, they don't squirt out as good as some of the others. So
uh-huh.
my favorite is the Sliquid Silk. It's a incredibly well-made lube, and they're a great company, and it looks like cum, and it works really well on the toy. So that is my top recommender.
That's so cool, because that is my holy grail of pegging lube. So you won't
go.
Anybody listening who just is going to jump on this ejaculating dildo because it's what they've been fantasizing about for so long.
Yes.
You don't even have to go get new lube if you've been buying the lube that I have told you is the holy grail of pegging lubes.
Exactly. And so now, obviously, you know, so that would be my top choice for something that's body safe and, you know, is going to give you that realistic look and feel of
right.
what cum would be like. If you wanted to play a little bit more, let's say you wanted to simulate a blowjob and then you wanted something that was tasted a little bit better. I mean, I've had people give me the idea of like piña colada mix, you know, so it's got,
oh
it's,
my God.
It's a little bit, yeah, right. So it's like a little bit, it's a little bit more watery, but it's still got like that kind of creamy, milky feeling and it's going to taste pretty good. So again, it's kind of one of those things. You can let your imagination run wild.
If you're just doing it to do a blowjob, which, you know, there's lots of oral play sometimes with people who love pegging as well. It's a big
exactly.
fantasy of guys to suck the dildo and
yep.
for it to be able to actually come in your mouth. And there's also a lot of fantasy stuff from women who would love to be able to step into that fantasy role even a little bit more. So, yeah.
Exactly. And so that's one of the real like nice things about the toy is you can kind of let your imagination run wild. I mean, I've had people tell me they put chocolate sauce in there, you know, if they're simulating a blowjob or something like that and they want something that tastes good. I mean, literally, you know, you could put vodka in there if you wanted to bring this to a party, you know.
You could. I mean, at the same time, though, for pegging purposes, please be careful
yes.
what you put up your ass, everyone.
Yes, and that's why, you know, so it depends how novelty you're going to make it and use it. But yes, for play, for pleasure play and pegging, yes, I would probably say that especially since it's your holy grail of lube, that's good. We're on the same page. I would say yes, the Slickwood Silk
yes.
is definitely my number one favorite.
So in my life, there have been times, a whole number of times, when a man has ejaculated inside my vagina, and I
yep.
have been able to feel the warmth of that. I've actually been able to feel the temperature, the heat of the cum that is inside me.
Yep.
And of course, you know, this was long before protection became this huge deal.
Sure, understood.
What I'm wondering is that something that people have talked to you that they can feel? Are there people who have tried to heat it up? Do you need to do that?
So to be honest, no one's ever actually mentioned the idea of heating up like the lubricant.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's a safe practice. I would obviously be careful how hot you would make something. I do mostly what I get is that people love the just the feeling of that fullness that they get when someone is coming inside of them. You know, it's that sensation. So that's more of the feedback that I get. And that's also why we actually, with the new launch of Pop Dildo, we also now offer a larger bulb feature. So the toy itself, it comes with it's a fairly small bulb, but it does pack a punch.
Uh-huh.
I will say that. But for those that wanted, a lot of people were saying, you know, I want to be able to squirt a larger amount of fluid. And so now we offer a larger bulb option. So that's also something in terms of the pegging world that may be of interest, depending on, you know, again, personal preference, how much lube you may want to squirt or you may want to put in there. So, you know, I think it depends on the sensation and the feeling that you're going for. If you want, you know, just like the normal average cum or ejaculation feeling and sensation, that small bulb is going to be perfect.
Uh-huh.
If you want like mass squirting ability, then you may want the larger bulb option.
And there are people who do want mass squirting ability.
Exactly.
So when I started thinking about the different uses of kind of the part of the sexual world that I interact with and know the most about, and how this product fits in, I found a whole bunch of different things.
Interesting.
One of them is the role reversal. Some people in the pegging world really embrace the role reversal.
Yep.
And perhaps they don't do role play in terms of gender switching, but they really like to have the whole experience of what it feels like. And when I knew that I was going to talk to you, I posted something on Facebook and said, hey, so I'm going to talk to this woman, and here's what she's created. So guys, if you have ever wanted to really feel what it's like to have someone come inside you, this is a way that you can do it without exploring any kind of bi-curiosity or bisexuality.
Yep,
and
exactly.
I get a guy who writes, and I responded, so now I've got you wondering, don't I? And he said,
yeah.
You do. So there's that. And then there's the people that really get into the whole role play thing and perhaps want to do cross-dressing type of stuff.
Yep.
And this would be just ideal for them. But I mean, to get really specific, if a woman is wanting to really embrace that role, whether it's in it coming from a dominant place or just wanting to really feel what it's like, to have an ejaculating cock attached to you is pretty awesome.
Exactly. And that's, I think, the thing from my perspective. It's like, you know, with pegging, it gives the woman, if she's searching for that feeling of exercising her dominance, and then the ability to be able to finish, you know, like quote unquote, to finish the job and have this ejaculation feature. For me personally, that sounds sexy to me, you know, to be able to really simulate and have that, feel what it feels like to be able to ejaculate either on or inside of my male partner.
Yeah.
I think that's, it's kind of like, for me, I would think of that as like the Holy Grail, you know, really being able to pop your load, essentially.
Well, right. And so the concept of the guy on Facebook who was fascinated with the idea of being ejaculated inside.
Yep.
But then also you go from there to, there's crossovers, of course, in the sexual world of all kinds of things. And one of the things that crosses over with pegging is the dominance, including some kind of humiliation type of play or like that in the BDSM world.
Sure.
And whether or not people consider this to be humiliating or hot is really a personal preference. But for the first time with your toy, women can give facials.
Exactly.
Which is fucking
exactly.
Hot. It's totally
yep.
Hot. I think that's what I'm going to use it for. Stephanie was kind enough to send me one, and it's going to arrive today. I do not have a guy coming over tonight, so this will not happen tonight.
But you're going to keep me posted when it does. I'm going to be anxiously awaiting.
One of the things I thought as well is that, okay, we can give facials. So now, guys, you know, I don't know what it's like to get liquid silk in your eyes or up your nose by accident, right? I think I'm going to have to call the guy that owns liquid and ask him.
You yep.
never have really gotten that question before, I bet.
I have not got that question, and I can't say that I've tried putting this liquid silk in my eyes or on my face before. So maybe that's some R&D that needs to happen.
Well, hopefully that will never happen, but it probably should be something that's at least addressed in case your aim isn't so good, which is quite
yes.
possible if you're learning how to do this.
yes, but that's also, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, I've looked up, you know, there's like homemade fake cum that you can make at your house with like yogurt and
yes.
egg whites and stuff like that. So, you know, again, depending on what kind of suits your style and your needs, I mean, you can do stuff that, you know, maybe not as harsh as putting like squirting, you know, a whole pile of lube into your eyes and on your face. But again, to each their own.
No, I don't advise squirting it in your eyes or up your nose. These are just stories.
Yes,
to women.
I know. I don't want to be sent anyone's hospital bill. So yes, be safe when you do this. And then I always say that with anything. Again, be smart about what you're putting in your body. But I think, you know, typically most people are doing their research and they kind of know what works and what doesn't.
Sure. And so one of the other areas that I thought about as well that I've had people bring up and talk with me about in my pegging world place is men who are bicurious, and it
yep.
might be a way to kind of explore a little bit of more of what that feels like before
yep.
they go off and then explore the bicurious part of themselves. Or
yep.
it might also appeal to couples, and I know a lot of these couples as well, who the man is bicurious, but it's only in fantasy, and he's never going to go check that out. But this might be a way to for him to really experience what it could be like and dive into that fantasy all the way.
Exactly. See, I love how your mind goes to all of these amazing places. And I think that's what I love so much and what I've learned. I've learned so much about so many different people that are, you know, looking for something like this and the various ways to use it. It's been a learning curve for me. I love when people are so open-minded and can think about all of these awesome ways that they can use the toy. It honestly makes my day.
I'm so glad. Well, you know, I definitely lean dominant, and no, I don't lean dominant. I sit squarely in the dominant sexual world.
Let's be honest
here,
now.
But I remember some time back, I had a fun time with a nice young man for about 3 or 4 months, and he expressed to me his bicurious urges.
Yep.
And I said, you should go explore those. Don't take your desires and your curiosities and tamp them down like I did for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to explore something, be safe and go explore it. Well, he went up to Pride Weekend in San Francisco, so you know where this is going, right?
Yes, I have a guess.
But previous to this, he asked me about sucking on the dildo. Okay, in my world, sucking on the dildo that I'm wearing really never, ever did anything for me. It's like, okay, if it turned you on, awesome. But it really mm-hmm. did nothing for me. Okay,
yep.
But then he goes up and has this amazing experience on Pride Weekend. He comes back and tells me all about it. He is so thrilled. He's so happy. And he's so grateful because he said, if you had not encouraged me, I don't think I ever would have done that. And I'm so
yep.
glad I did. So the next time we get together, he drops to his knees and starts sucking on my dildo. Well, then it's fucking hot, right? It was like, okay, I think I see the appeal here.
Yep,
so
yep.
I'm envisioning all kinds of stuff. You've got my mind spinning. I'm envisioning like the dominant female that you know, fills it up with whatever, your pina colada suggestion, right?
Yes.
And he cooks dinner and serves her dinner, and then and then afterwards it's like, come here, honey, here's your dessert. You know.
Yep, that's right. I see. I love where your mind. I love the thinking. It's fantastic.
So, do you have any more changes planned for future models? Is there anything on the drawing boards right now?
You know, I'm always looking to evolve and, you know, improve in any way possible. And it's like I said, there's, you know, with so many different communities, there's little things that each different community wants that may be different from the other, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, someone's going to want a camo looking dildo and the other one's going to want it to
You're
be
right.
green, you know, and so it is a little bit challenging to try and do that. I mean, honestly, for all of the feedback that I received on the original version, it was predominantly that people wanted different colors. They wanted something that wasn't flesh tone. And so lo and behold, I go and I do that and I bring that and I make that available. And then, of course, my top seller is a flesh tone color. So, you know, yeah, so my top seller is actually the toffee color. And, you know, I can't say I was surprised. You know, I definitely think there's those that definitely lean on not wanting that realistic looking color and the realistic looking toy. And that's, I love that we have the different color options now. But again, you know, I have to go by what the numbers are. And so, you know, despite everyone saying that they want pink, they want purple, this, that, and the other, there you go, toffee, bestseller.
And I know there's some guys out there listening who want camo.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, someone, you know, what I want in a dildo could, you know, 10 other people are going to want something different. I'll tell you this, though. A friend of mine said this to me a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's the best saying ever. In the dark, they all look the same. They all look the same color. So I kind of stand behind that now.
But the thing is when you walk into the room or walk out of the bathroom with it on,
yes.
something like that, that's
yes.
the moment where you either see the
yes.
pink or the flesh or, you know.
Of course. And that's why it was, you know, I'm really happy that we have the different variations and colors now. And I think if I were going to pursue anything, I think the next step would probably to, sometimes people say that the size is a little bit daunting for them. So I may consider doing something that's a little bit, smaller, which I know some people are probably like scratching their head, like, no, we want bigger. But, you know, I think there's definitely a certain community and market that's going to want something that's not as girthy.
I would say yes. It depends on where you put it. And in my world, yes, there will be a few people probably, but it's hard
yes.
to say. It's hard to say because you can certainly train yourself to get there. We all know
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And then I think that's the thing. I mean, that goes for women as well, you know, and I think a lot of, as me as a lesbian woman, a lot of my community was initially saying to me, you know, why did you make something that looks so realistic? And, you know, for me personally, like I'm not a penis hater. So, you know, like I liked the fact that it looked a little more realistic. I did get uh-huh. some feedback from my community about that. But,
interesting.
You know, I mean, again, different strokes for different folks. It's going to be hard to please everyone. But I think in the general perspective, I think the toy that we we have now, it meets a lot of the different needs of different communities. And I think for the future, I would say that probably the other thing besides different color options and sizes is I may try to do something that is a little less realistic looking. The toy now, it still has some veins on it, and you can see the pronounced head. It's got a little nice curve to it, so it hits that G-spot or P-spot really well.
And you can turn the toy as well, because it is a dildo held into a harness, so depending on the position that you're in, you can turn that so the curve hits the right spot.
Exactly. And one of the other nice features, which if people do check out the toy on our website or on your website, what I did was I created a chamber on the base of the toy.
Uh-huh.
So again, this is another one of the kind of different features from mine versus any others. Typically with the others, they're really not harness compatible. That tubing sticks straight through the base of the toy, and it's like, how would you comfortably wear that in a harness? You wouldn't. It would hurt. So what I did was I created this nice flat chamber so the tubing, it doesn't kink. It just kind of bends and curves nicely, and so that tubing lays nice and flat so you can wear this in a harness. It's very comfortable. It's very user-friendly. And so those are, again, some of the little kind of things that I try to go above and beyond. And for me, as the one wearing it, those were the things that were important to me. So I think they've translated well for others.
So for those of you listening who are totally interested in going out and finding one of these, I advise the same thing that I advise when you go out and get equipment for pegging. Talk to your partner, because see, all these different choices exist, and it doesn't make any difference whose preferences are in which direction. If both of you want the same thing, then you're good. But if one person gets freaked out by one style or another, he may hate pink,
Yep.
He may hate the raspberry color.
Yep.
Then shop for this together, definitely.
Which definitely.
Leads me too. I see that it's obviously available for sale on your website, thepopdildo.com.
Yeah.
Has it been released on the market yet?
It is. So this is available in stores. We do have a list of retailers on our website. We're always growing and adding more retailers as we're going along. So if you don't have a retailer that's local that's carrying it, feel free to always shoot me an email and let me know. Say, hey, you got to get this into this retailer. We want it near us. I'm happy to try and make that happen. Otherwise, our website, popdildo.com, would be the best place to purchase.
Gotcha. And I know that, well, one of the things that I do is anybody who wants to support all the work I do here at peggingparadise.com, I send them to enticeme.com and Tiffany's
yes.
business. And I know that she already has the Seminet up there. And I'm
she
sure
does.
She's in the process of getting the Pop Dildo listed up there as well. So if you want to go there and buy from there and use the coupon code Ruby for 20% off, then you support what I do here, talking to all these amazing people like Stephanie.
Yes, and Tiffany is great. I adore her as well. So yes, it's all good company. So yes, she would be another perfect place to buy this from.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that she is also so interested in exactly what you have is not just the story, not just how amazing the whole thing is, but the care with which you took to make it. Because she only offers the best of the best, and here you are offering the best of the best in such a niche market that has been so deprived for so long.
That's right. And thank you for saying that. I really, I think one of the things that for me, I never, people said, spend less money, make this overseas, make this in China. And I just, I had opportunities to do that. And I never wanted to do that. I never wanted to lose control over, the quality of the toy. I would never compromise that, because for me, I joke and I say this all the time, I'm not only the president, I'm also a client. And so if this is something that I'm going to use on myself, I want to feel comfortable, if everyone else in the world is going to use it, I better make sure that I'm going to use it myself. And obviously
yeah.
I have and successfully done so. And so it's been important for me to keep the highest standards. And, I think the toy, hopefully people will see that it speaks for itself. The ability to be able to not have to reuse any of the parts that come in contact with liquid, and you can basically, after you use it, you can throw it away in the trash and use fresh tubing every time. I think that just all of that stuff takes into consideration people's well-being and their sexual health, and I think that that's extremely important to me.
It is. It's so important. And for me, just the feel of it is like it's such a special thing. It's such an exciting thing because ejaculations are exciting.
Yeah.
You know, conceiving a child is exciting. Pretending you have a cock and it ejaculates and is quite exciting. It's almost as if it is like the dessert type of product. It's like you work up to it. You, which to me, in my mind, it means you get the best of the best. You spend the money for the best of the best.
Yep.
Or if you're going to put it in your ass, you work up to that 1.68, is it?
It's 7 inches and then 1.6, 6.5 in diameter.
1.6.
1.65, yeah.
1.65,
uh-oh. Yes.
Put another little 0.03 on there.
Yeah. You can't miss that 0.5 there at the end.
I know, right?
Got to account for it all.
So here's a question for you. Are you planning
yes.
any more kids after your son is born?
No, this is it. This is it for us. Two is what we wanted. We may consider adopting or something in the future, but two is, and my wife carried both of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she has told me that she is officially done after this one. So we will now just enjoy the toy as another awesome one in our tool chest and, you know, as our go-to squirting dildo.
That's a phrase you don't hear very often. That is
yes,
a go-to squirting dildo.
Exactly, exactly. I think I'm going to try the pina colada thing. I actually have never even, that idea was given to me not too long ago, so I'm kind of interested to see how that works.
I know, you got this whole fantasy going in my mind now. It's like the whole dessert
bomb
thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that, and I'm going to spring it on somebody who ideally doesn't listen to my podcast.
Awesome. I love it. I can't wait to hear the stories that you have from this dildo.
I'll probably write a story about it. I do that.
Perfect.
So tell us, where can people find you?
So they can find me, again, my website, www.popdildo.com. I'm on Facebook, at the Semanet, Twitter, at the Semanet, and I'm always accessible. I'm actually one of those that answers every email I receive personally. So if you have a question for me or you want to yell at me or whatever, I may not like those as much, but I will certainly see them and read them and respond.
Sweet, sweet. That's excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing all of this, your story and how it developed. And it's just been such a pleasure talking with you. I'm so glad we did this.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I have, like I said, you've been like you're the, in my eyes, the holy grail in the pegging world. And so I've been eagerly awaiting the chance to have this conversation with you. And so I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. That is actually a title that I'm growing into. I've referred to myself as the go-to person for pegging for a while, but I think it was more like wishful thinking, and now it's coming true. So I really appreciate being seen that way. I do.
You've earned it. I'd say you've earned it. So kudos to that.
So you are the go-to person, and you're going to, well, you are. No, you're not. You're going to be. You are the holy grail of the squirting dildo people.
Well, I do have, my nickname is Sperm and Berman, so there is something something to be said for that. My business card looks like it's a little sperm-shaped business card. So it kind of, you know, we all have our wheelhouse and our lanes in life. So you've tackled the pegging world. Now I've got, I guess, sperm and ejaculation.
Sperm and Berman.
Sperm and Berman. Yep, that's me.
Okay, Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Ruby. Thanks.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Stephanie Berman, and I want to correct my pronunciation of the Semanet. Clearly, it's pronounced Semanet. When I was editing this podcast, I realized that I kept calling it the Semanet. Semen is the proper pronunciation for obvious reasons. So on my Linkorama, I'm going to have links to the Semanet, the Pop Dildo, and you can get those on enticeme.com and use the coupon code Ruby for 20% off if the idea of having an ejaculating dildo rocks your world, or if you think it might. So there we go. There are links on my blog for you to follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer, on Facebook. My page gets a thrill every time it gets a new like, and you guys are thrilling me every week. You can subscribe to my blog there as well. And on my blog, things appear that do not appear on this podcast, because this podcast is all audio. Got sexy pictures and some stories and things, too, that don't get told here. You can listen to me on iTunes, or you can access this podcast from all kinds of downloader apps. You can call me at 805-500-6544 with all of your questions and comments and anything you like. Or you can write it all down and send it to me, ruby@pagingparadise.com. Thank you for downloading and listening. You're all the best. Happy pegging!